just how far would you go to impress a date? Hey, it's the X2 Morning Crew. I'm Andy Summers with my friend Dave here. And last night on The Bachelor, Colton. I mean, there were a lot of ladies doing a lot of things to impress him. Like Hannah G brought a box of his favorite underwear. He doesn't wear any, so the box was empty.
Ooh,
right?
Clever.
Clever. Yeah, somebody else brought a box of butterflies to impress Colton.
Does that impress a guy?
Apparently. Okay. That's what she thought. And then there's this girl.
Brie.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent is Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
What do you think about it?
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, sounds good. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Amen. Amen. That is, she's got it right. You only got one chance to make that first impression. I wish you could see Andy's face right now as you look at me.
I'm kind of amazed because, is she really going to keep that up? Because if he finds out that she's not Australian, isn't that like...
You have to. You have to keep it up. I would be her. She's me in much prettier wrapping. Because there's a girl that I've been trying to date for a long time.
Okay.
This has been going on for years. She is, unfortunately, and don't hate me for this, she's a diehard Patriots fan.
Mm.
I know, that's not good, right? Two thumbs down. But every Sunday, I know, I get a chance to text with her for like 4 or 5 hours during the football season because we're watching the games together and go back and forth. So whatever it takes to text this girl, I mean, I'll buy a Brady jersey. If she wants to go to the Patriots game this Sunday, I will fly her there.
Wow.
And I will keep it up till the day I die. You're all invited to the wedding, by the way. But you all have to wear
Gronk
jerseys.
And this has been going on for years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, at some point, do you give it up?
I will never give it up.
You'll never give it up. As long as she's single and still talking to you.
Yes. Until the restraining order hits me, I'm keeping it up.
You don't see anything wrong with that?
No.
It
seems like you do think that there's something wrong with it.
Well, you're lying to her.
That's a little lie.
For years, though, I don't know. 215-263-6700. How far would you go? I mean, clearly Dave is willing to do just about anything for a day.
Maybe I should start faking the Australian accent, too.
Do that. I mean, if all you've been doing is texting her, then maybe if you call her, good day, mate. It's Dave, the Aussie in Philadelphia.
I'll practice, yeah.
Yeah,
practice the shrimp on the bobby.
There you go. I'm terrible at it, but you sound great.
I'll work on it.
You sound great. Let's go to Dave on the phone. What do you think?
Lying's not the way to do it, because I'll tell you right now, I'm losing my wife of almost 6 years and 11 years of friendship. It's all because of a white lie. All because of stretching the truth, telling the big fish story, trying to make myself look better. It's not worth it. The heartache, the pain, trouble, losing your home, your family. It's definitely not worth it. Just be yourself, be honest, be who you really are. People will love you more and respect you a lot more for it.
Wow. So this girl on The Bachelor should lose the Australian accent. I should fess up to the girl I know who's a Patriots fan that I'm actually an Eagles fan and just see what happens.
I mean, dude, you're an Eagles fan. Go green all the way. Patriots, blah. But I'm being honest, man. I would do anything in this world to rewind time back at least 1, maybe 2 years to fix everything I have with the woman I love. Because she is the woman I thought I was going to grow old with and die with. You know, like, and now I have no chance because of lies.
Dave, you seem like a really good guy who learned his lesson. And I want to help you.
There's no help. She's done. I've tried everything. I've done letters. I've done apologies. It's over. I wish it wasn't, but it is.
All right, so your advice for dating in 2019 is like Mom used to say, honesty is the best policy.
Yes, sir. Honestly, yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you really care about that one person, just be yourself with them because it's going to last and work better.
And only date Eagles fans.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Only Eagles fans.
Good point, boy. I'm going to have to make a lot of changes to my Tinder profile now.
Oh, man. Tinder. Oof. My friend tried putting me on that. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's a whole other day.
Dave, thanks so much. I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.